This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey, signing a decree that will order the restricting of imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks in Russia, and impact Turkish company operations in the country as well. The decree calls also for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, the first regret that has been expressed since the Turkish F-16 jet shot down the Russian jet on grounds that it violated Turkish airspace. Turkish leaders have promised an investigation into the killing today of prominent pro-Kurdish lawyer and human rights activist Tahir Elci. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said it's not clear whether Elci's death was a terrorist attack or if he was caught in the crossfire between Kurdish rebels and security forces. Within hours, hundreds of people were marching in Istanbul protesting the death of martyrs, chanting shoulder to shoulder against fascism, and Tahir Elci is immortal. Police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse the demonstrators. Witnesses at the attack say assailants opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists as they gave a press statement in the mainly Kurdish province of Tayyar Bakir. The United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick investigation into the attack and bring perpetrators to justice. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News.